Welcome to the best 5-Minute Wine Podcast with Forrest Kelly.
I went to Penn State. I'm a Nittany Lion, and I am a supply chain management major. So something that became very valuable during COVID, but I had already switched myself into wine. But yes, back in the day, we called it logistics, but it's about getting the right product at the right place at the right time for the lowest costs.
You moved into the tech world. Is it anything we know?
No. We sold a constraint-based planning systems, but back in the day, you know, multi-million-dollar product. I was selling to Fortune 100 companies. Not something maybe the everyday person would know about, but something every company absolutely has to have to plan their inventory, to know what warehouses to send it to know how to get the product to the right place at the right time. And you know what? When you're selling to C-level executives, they don't want all the details. They want the bottom line. So take something complicated, make it simple, and then take me out for a great meal with a really expensive bottle of wine. So that's where I really started engaging with wine. I was embarrassed because when I would be handed a wine list, I had no idea how to do it, how to pronounce it, what would be great with the steak versus the fish. And that was another one of my motivations to really start studying wine. Along the way, I took a food and wine pairing class where I met my husband, Chef Michael. You know, our whole courtship was all around food and wine. And one day I just said, you know what? Maybe I should just pursue this wine thing as a career. And so I took a sabbatical. I don't know if you remember those. I asked for 3 months off, which they gladly gave me. I went and just kind of went to Australia, explored the wineries there, started exploring how I might get training. And by the time I was ready to kind of be at the end of my 3 months, I was offered a package and never went back.
Why did you pick Australia of all places to go about wine?
Well, that was my place I was obsessed with at the time. This is back 20 some years ago. And I just knew how much great wine there was over there. Everyone thinks Yellowtail and, you know, the sort of more party wines, but there is so much great wine made in Australia. And I think, I don't know if you remember back in the 80s, there was this fascination we had in the whole country about Australia. And
yeah,
it was just always on. Yes, it was always on my bucket list. So I'm telling you, it is an amazing place to go. And there are so many amazing wines that we don't necessarily see in this country, but created my business doing the part of the wine business I love, which is really, you know, turning on those light bulb moments for people, having fun, learning, finding new wines they're going to like, affordable wines that typically tend to be what I get most excited about. Now I bring people on tours. I just got back from Bordeaux. I'm heading to Tuscany in the fall. Yeah, I just want people to be inspired, try more wines, have fun, and forget any of the snobbiness they've ever encountered.
What was the magic moment there when you were taking that class with Chef Michael?
You know, the magic moment, well, I was a little disappointed when I came into the room because I thought, you know, it was part of my plan to start doing things I wouldn't normally do. And cooking lesson wasn't something that would be normal for me because I really didn't cook. And I thought, well, I'm going to meet some guys in here. So, you know, I walked in and of course, everyone in the room was female. And I thought, oh boy, this isn't going to work out. But then in walks this gorgeous chef. And after he started, you know, teaching little bit, I could tell from his accent he was either from New Jersey or New York. And so I just started, you know, having a little sarcastic banter with him, and it just clicked for us, and we started dating shortly after.
Was it like one of the Hallmark movies, you know, where they're cooking together and then one of them has the flower on the cheek, brush it off?
Yeah, not necessarily one-on-one because there was a room full of people, but absolutely there was a chemistry. And like I said, you know, I was kind of giving a little bit of business, and he was coming back with some good ones. And so we knew like we were on the same wavelength. And so, yeah, it definitely was a great connection.